You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you.
But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life, and I got mountains to climb.
Greetings. We greet you in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus Christ, and it's just a blessing to be here on this morning, and just thank God for life, health, and strength. You know, he didn't have to wake me up this morning, but he did. And I'm sure that's a lot of y'all's testimony, that he didn't have to, but he did. And so it's just a blessing to be able to, you know, be alive and to come here and to talk and share the word, break the bread of life, to be able to see the sun rising over in the east. And the skies are all blue, and we had some nice little rain last night. And we thank God for the rain, because the rain, it makes everything beautiful, green and pretty. And it's summertime now. It's officially summertime. And we were so dry for so long, but God has brought the rain. He's brought the rain, and everything is turning green now. And everything is coming to life. And it's just beautiful. Some of the canals and stuff that were low, the ponds and the lakes, you know, just the water table itself. And we were even under a burn advisory. We couldn't burn nothing. You know, if you lived out, you could burn, but you couldn't do that because it was so dry. And I seen a notification from St. Lucie County the other day that they had lifted the burn. But what I'm saying is, when we get those blessings from above, when you can irrigate, I used to be a farmer, you can irrigate all you want to your crop, and it maintains it. It does okay. But you get one rain and the whole crop changes. Everything changes. It's more vibrant. It's more fruitful. Everything changes. So that's a blessing. And God is blessing us. And a lot of times we take it for granted. We don't even realize that we are being blessed. Just the mere fact that we're able to breathe his breath. It is his breath, the Ruach of God. He breathed that in Adam, and he became a living soul. So it's God's breath. His spirit lives on the inside of us. That's what he did. He put his spirit. He put his life in us. So just the mere fact that we can breathe in and out, and we're not somewhere laid up in a hospital with tubes in us helping us to breathe. That's a blessing. And we speak healing this morning over those that are in the hospital that have to have assistance breathing. And we thank God right now for his healing virtue being poured out right now. Right now, wherever my voice is going, we don't know, but God knows. He don't miss nothing. He sits high and he looks low. And the Bible says that he inclines his ear to us. That means, when I looked at that word incline, it means to stoop down. So he comes close and stoops down to listen to what we're saying. And that's when you have a relationship with him. Because if you don't have a relationship with him, how can you call on him whom you don't know? So we just thank God this morning for Jesus. Father God, we come right now in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus. Lord, it is only Jesus that is the reason that we're still here, that we're not in a burning hell somewhere. Lord, we just thank you right now for what you've done for us through your son Jesus and the precious blood that was shed on Calvary's cross. Lord, we give you praise, honor, and glory just because of who you are. We lift you up, we magnify you, we glorify you, we reverence you, because you are El Shaddai. You are the all-sufficient one. We thank you right now. We thank you, God, for being our all in all. We thank you that you listen to us when we call on you and you answer us. We thank you that you are maintaining us and sustaining us by the power of your word, Lord God. We thank you for your word this morning. Let your word go forth with power and simplicity that the least of them will understand it. Oh, Father, we thank you right now for pouring out your healing virtue on someone who's been sick and afflicted all night, tossing and turning. They couldn't sleep last night, their body racking with pain. Thank you, Lord, for your healing virtue right now being poured out on them. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, because we know that Jesus has more healing power in the hem of his garment than all the physicians in the land. And Lord, we turn to you now. We turn to you for healing. Father God, heal right now. We acknowledge you. We turn to you. We come praying and turning from our wicked ways and acknowledging you in all of our ways, that you will forgive us our sins and heal our land, Lord. Heal our bodies. We thank you, Lord God, right now for pouring out your healing virtue on us. We're crying out to you right now, Lord. Forgive us for our sins. Lord, forgive us, though they be many. Our greatest need is to have a closer, more intimate, more personal relationship with you, Lord Jesus. We thank you right now. We thank you for blessing those that are bereaved on this morning, Lord God. Give them peace and comfort, knowing that you don't make any mistakes. But if you tarry, we all must go that way. And Lord, we just be thankful that the ones that die in you, Jesus, that they will be with you, because to be absent from the body is be present with the Lord when you're in Christ Jesus. Lord, we just thank you right now for pouring out a blessing over the owners of this radio station, the technicians, and men and women of God who make it possible for this gospel to go over the airways, the preachers, teachers, and prophets, and apostles, and ministers, and the lay members that come to this place, Lord God, to make sure the gospel goes out to your people all over the globe. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that it's not in our strength, but it's in your strength, the strength of the Holy Spirit that you've given us when you indwell the Holy Spirit in us. When we believed and we called on you and we received you as our Lord and Savior. Oh, we just thank you this morning, Lord God. Have your way, Lord Jesus. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And this morning we're looking at Galatians, the second chapter. And I'm gonna read verses 11 through 16. And I probably won't get through all of it, but we're gonna do our best to work on it. And I'm reading from the King James Version. And then I'm gonna expound on it a little bit from the Amplified. But it reads as thus: But when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face, because he was to be blamed. For before that certain came from James, he did eat with the Gentiles, but when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. And the other Jews disassembled likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with their dissimulation. But when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter before them all, if thou being a Jew livest after the manner of Gentiles and not as do the Jews, why compellest thou the Gentiles to live as do the Jews? We who are Jews by nature and not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Amen. Amen. And here we find that Paul has went up to Jerusalem again after 14 years. He's went up after 14 years since his conversion. Excuse me. He has went up again because he is compelled by the Holy Spirit. He is compelled because he's hearing what's going on. And so he goes up again. And it says that Peter was come, when he was come to Antioch, I withstood him to his face. In other words, I called him out on the carpet. Because before certain of the circumcision came to Antioch from Jerusalem, Peter would sit and eat with the Gentiles. And these are the Gentiles, not of Jewish background. They were not born Jews. So they are Gentiles, different ethnicity, but they are converted. They have been born again. And so Peter is fellowshipping and eating with them. But Peter is being a hypocrite, because whenever the circumcision, that party, that clique that comes down, that believes that they are still in under the law of Moses and in works. You got to keep all them laws, them 613 laws to be saved. And to be justified. No, absolutely not. What you need to do is have faith in Jesus Christ. That's it. Because you can't earn it. You can't earn your salvation. And you can't be justified. And being justified is just as if you didn't sin, you didn't mess up, just as if, because you're being justified by faith. So you being put in right standing with God in Christ, but you have to be in Christ, because it's in Christ. You are made the righteousness of God in Christ. That's how you're justified, and no other way. And so Paul is telling Peter, look, you being a hypocrite. You being a hypocrite, and folk are watching you, and you distance yourself whenever the other Jewish folk come around, and they of the circumcision, because they believe that you can only be saved by circumcision. And you know what? They're talking about a physical circumcision. But we do have to be circumcised in our heart, cutting away all the superfluities and all the vices of this world, all the flesh being cut away, and we're now spiritual beings. We're spiritual beings having a human experience, because we're spirit first. When we are born again, we are born of the Spirit. So we are spirit first, because we are made in his image after his likeness. And as we follow in the word and follow after his commandments and follow in his teachings and follow an example that was set before us, as Jesus has laid the foundation, we are made the righteousness of Christ. The righteousness of God in Christ, we are justified because we believe, we have faith. And it's impossible to please God without faith. We have to have faith in these times that we're living in. That's the only way we're going to be justified for our wrongdoings, because it's nothing that we can do to earn it. And this is what Paul is telling Peter, look, you being a hypocrite. You putting them back in works. You being a hypocrite. And you a powerful man of God, but you're slipping. You're slipping, Peter. That's what he's telling him. And he's saying, you know, that you separate yourself. You distance yourself when you see the other Jews coming. But Paul is letting them know, look, I was born a Jew. You know, I'm a Roman citizen also, but I was born a Jew and studied under Gamaliel and I have all kind of intelligence, but save Jesus Christ and him crucified, I don't know nothing. So I laid it all at the altar. And Paul is letting him know, look, it is not I, but it's Christ that lives in me. So we're going to have to stay with the word. We're going to have to stay with the foundation. This is the word, and you can't deviate from it, and you can't be a hypocrite. You can't be prejudiced, Peter. When your people come around, you act like you ain't got nothing to do with them. You can't, that you being a hypocrite. And so you can't do that. That's not of Christ. That's not of Christ. So we can't be that way. We have to love all men, especially those of the household of God. We have to love all men, all women, everybody. We have to love because God is love. And if we are his children, we must be in love also, because if we don't do it in love, and Paul has already told us that in 1 Corinthians 13, if we don't do it in love, we're just a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. We're making a lot of noise, but it ain't going to profit us nothing. And we have to do it in love. And that's what he's telling them. And the other Jews disassemble likewise. So in other words, you causing other folk to stumble with your actions. You causing other folk to stumble because ain't nothing wrong with you fellowshipping with them, because we all one body. We all of the kingdom of God. So you can't be just, you know what I'm saying, acting funny with them people because the other people come around. You got to treat everybody the same. You got to be the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, just like God is. God don't change, and he's no hypocrite. Huh? If he said it, that settles it. It is what it is. So you can't be flipping, flopping. Paul is telling him, look, you being like a double-minded man. You being blown from here to there with every wind of doctrine, and you don't need to expect you're going to get nothing from God because you being tossed to and fro, because you double-minded, huh? And you two-faced it. So he told him to his face. And the thing about it is, he assembled them with the leadership. He didn't publicly just put him out there like that, but he got him with the leaders. He's dealing with the leaders. He's letting them all know, not just Peter, but he's letting them all know, y'all being hypocrites, this ain't of God. No, this ain't of God. Y'all need to check yourself. Yeah. And so he's letting them know, he's letting all of them know that what y'all are doing, y'all are causing a stumbling block for the Gentiles that has been converted. You're causing, because you're being two-faced, and you're not genuine in your fellowship with them, because you're not showing them genuine love, that agape love that has no motive, no hidden agenda, no ulterior motive. You're not doing it for just to be friendly with them because they're around and the Jews are not around. And then you shift when they come around. So no, you're doing it out of love because they're your brothers and sisters, because they're part of the kingdom of God. They're part of the body of Christ. You love them, so you fellowshipping with them. And that's what we're to do. Iron is to sharpen iron. And so that's where we are. And he's saying, we who are Jews by nature and not sinners of the Gentiles. So he's saying that, look, you causing them folk to feel like they still sinners because we're Jews. And then when the Jews come around, you jump on the side with the Jews and just forget all about them. But they're Gentiles because they're not of the Jewish nation. But once they're converted, they're still a part of the body of Christ. They're still a part of the kingdom of God. So those are your brothers and your sisters. So you can't treat them like that. You can't do that. And he had a right to check him. And Paul is constantly letting them know, look, y'all didn't call me. I didn't walk with Jesus when he was on the earth, but he called me on the road to Damascus with that bright light, and I knew it was him. And he commissioned me to the Gentiles. He commissioned me, and he made me an apostle to the Gentiles, a sent one, a special messenger to the Gentiles. And so because God loves everyone, he didn't want any to perish. That's why Jesus is long-suffering right now, because it's not his will that any should perish, but all should come to repentance and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. All should come to repentance. We have to realize that the times we're living in, time is moving really, really fast. And we don't have the time we think we have. So we can't get caught up on every wind of doctrine and following these false prophets and false teachers. No, we don't have time for that. We need to get ready so we don't have to try to get ready when the time comes. We need to get ready and stay ready so we don't have to try to get ready when the time comes, because Jesus is soon to crack the sky. And you can just tell in the realm of the spirit how things are unfolding. But we need to get ready, standing on this firm foundation, which is the word of God. We need to be in fellowship with him. And not only that, that they were justified because they are made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus by faith. You're justified basically by your faith in Jesus Christ. You were sanctified, huh? By your faith in Jesus Christ, set apart for the work of the Lord, forever, not just while we're here, but forever. So you're sanctified, you're justified by your faith in Jesus Christ and no other. So don't be sidetracked. Don't be bamboozled, hoodwinked. Don't let them trick you, because if you miss it, in hell, you're going to lift up your eyes. And it's just that simple. There's no gray area. Either you trust him, you have faith in him, you have received him as your Lord and Savior, or you follow the other faith, the other fella. Either you with the kingdom of God, huh? The kingdom of God, or you with the kingdom of darkness. Choose you this day. Because if you're wrong, eternity is a long time to be wrong. And we don't have the time to play them games. We don't have the time to do all of that. We need to stay focused on the word of God, on what God has called us to do, and leading other folk to Jesus Christ, because we have to point them to Jesus. He's the one that saves. He's the one that edifies. He's the one that heals. He's the one. Jesus is the one. There is no other way to the Father except through the Son. Jesus is the only way you're going to get there. And if anybody come preaching any other gospel, let them be accursed. That's what the words say. That ain't what I say. That's what the words say. Let them be accursed. We seen that in the first chapter. And that's all he's doing is reiterating, look, y'all didn't give it to me. Y'all can't take it away. I'm not serving man. I'm going to give it to you raw and real with no chaser. This is the word of God, and this is what the word say. And what y'all are doing now is not what y'all supposed to be doing, because that's not what the word say. Y'all didn't call me. Y'all didn't commission me. I don't answer to y'all, but I walk side beside y'all and co-labors in this gospel. But y'all not going to twist the gospel, and y'all not going to pervert the gospel. Y'all going to give the gospel straight just like it's supposed to be, and the gospel will do the drawing, because this is Jesus. The gospel is Jesus. So the gospel will draw them. By his spirit, he's drawing them. The gospel, the word comes alive, and it draws by the spirit of God, because they can't come unless the spirit draws them. But you got to give them the word, not our commentary and not our thoughts and not our opinions, not man's laws and the way he think things should be done, because they were caught up in this circumcision thing, but the real circumcision was in the heart and the mind being changed, huh? And mind being renewed, huh? Being cut, all that foolishness being cut away, and you being a new creature in Christ, huh? A new mindset, huh? You've turned, you've repented, you've turned, and you've received him, so that everything is new. There's a refreshing. There's a reset. There's a reset. You're back to your original spiritual state, because you are a spiritual being having a natural experience. So you when you are born again, you go back to your natural. That's why Adam and Eve tried to hide themselves, because they realized they were naked, because the glory, the shroud that covered the flesh, the shroud, because they were like God, because they was creating his image after his likeness. The enemy tricked them, like he do a lot of us, and question their identity, huh? Question what God had said, because they didn't have to try to be like God. They were already like God. So they were trying to be something that they already was. And the fact of the matter is, they was naked all the time, but they was covered by the glory. The glory covered them, because they was like God. So they was in fellowship with him, and they was close to him, and they was being obedient. But as soon as they were disobedient, huh, and sin creeped in, the glory departed from them. The glory, so they started to die spiritually. That was the problem. And then eventually physically, but that was the thing. He said, if you don't do it. But they did it anyway. So they were tricked. And the enemy often comes to try to trick us, huh? But when we know whose we are, we'll know who we are, and we can bruise his head, because he's given us all authority. But we can't play in the enemy's camp, because we have to be just like Jesus said in the Garden of Gethsemane. The devil comes, he coming, Satan coming, but he has nothing in me. In other words, I have not succumbed to him in these worldly things, in this kingdom of darkness, but I am of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of light. And so he has nothing in me. So we can't straddle the fence. We have to be straight down that narrow. We can't be on the broad. Many find the broad, many, but the straight and narrow, we have to be on the straight and narrow. So that's all he's telling them is, look, don't be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever man sow, that's what he gonna reap. So Peter, you need to sow good seed, sow the word. Huh? Don't sow hypocrisy. That's all he's telling them. And he did it in a godly manner, because he got him with all the other leaders and did it. He didn't put publicly humiliate and shame him, but he did it with the other leaders. He pulled his coat and say, look, don't do that. And that's where we are right now. We have to be mindful that people are watching us. Don't be a stumbling block for them. Don't be a stumbling block, and represent Christ at all times, because we are his ambassadors. And don't let the enemy trick you. Time is winding up, and he knows that. That's why he coming with everything he got. So until next time, be blessed. Keep the faith. We're praying for you. We love you. Amen. We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you, and we're praying for you. Amen.
Baruch atah Adonai. Blessed are you, Adonai. This is Cynthia West with For Such a Time as This. Shalom, shalom. In scripture, God says to Abraham, the father of Israel, I will bless those who bless you. I will curse those who curse you. I think that is self-explanatory. Psalm 1, blessed, happy, fortunate, prosperous, and enviable is the